Blog Talk Radio.
This episode of the Steve Austin Show is brought to you by Onnit.com, who bring you the very best natural supplements to improve your state of being, like Alpha Brain, the one-stop powerhouse for helping the body boost neurotransmitter levels and bring your mind to the top of its game. Go to Onnit.com/Steve to save 10% on your purchases right now.
That's Onnit.com/Steve to get 10% off now, and that's all I got to say about that.
The following program is a PodcastOne.com production.
From Hollywood, California, by way of the Broken Skull Ranch and an occasional side trip to Mexico, this is the Steve Austin Show.
Give me a hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Now, from the Onnit.com Total Human Optimization Studio, here's Steve Austin.
All right, everybody, welcome to the Steve Austin Show. It's yours truly, you goddamn right, Steve Austin, and I'm coming to you from Mexico, still down here, working on Redneck Island 3. And I'll tell you something, man, these damn rednecks are kicking ass. I'm proud of them. When I first saw these young, fine individuals, I didn't know what kind of cash we were going to have this year. But after hanging around them a couple weeks now, they're starting to grow on me. You know, and we're sending one home every single week. But the ones that stay around are starting to grow on me, man. These cats got a lot of heart. They're representing very well. A couple of cats here from different states than we had on the last two seasons. Different representation. Same good people with a good heart and highly competitive spirit. And, man, these folks are giving it their all. And I'm making sure they give it their all. And we're gonna put on a good show this year for CMT. There's $100,000 on the line. And these damn rednecks know that that's a goddamn lot of money, especially with the economy being the damn drizzling shits that it is. $100,000 will free up a lot of debt or get you further down the road. I don't give a flying fuck who you are. So the rednecks are kicking ass this year. And I got to say, man, the crew working on this show is top notch. There's a lot of different faces from the last two seasons, a lot of the same faces. And at the end of the day, man, it's just one big ass team working to try to put on a goddamn good show. And these people out there busting their asses all kinds of crazy hours of the day. We're out here in the sun. And don't get me wrong, man, when you come to Mexico and get a chance to work, it's a phenomenal experience. This country is absolutely beautiful. It's peaceful. We're doing what we can do. And to make a good show, this show is going to air right after the CMT Music Awards coming up here in a couple of months. So it's right down the road. And for those of you just tuning in to the Steve Austin Show, on Long Story Short, I'll just tell you that Redneck Island ain't just for rednecks. If you just like a good, fun-ass show that ain't rocket science, two teams competing against each other in a process of elimination, whittling down to one final winner. This is damn good TV. I'll put it up against any goddamn thing on TV. And don't get me wrong, I might be a little bit biased, but I'm involved in this son of a bitch. I'm proud of the show, proud to be here. And I'm thankful to the rednecks that we got. I'm thankful to the crew that's busting their ass. And going back here to Mexico, I'm still meeting with a lot of fucking challenges. Supposed to have internet. We have internet sometimes. I'll go down to the lobby every now and then when I have a chance. Most time I'm out in the field working these sumbitches. So on the times that I get a chance to go to the lobby, I'll see if there's internet. It's 50-50. Sometimes there is, sometimes there's not. And like I said, I want to talk to you about current 411. And in another 2 weeks when I get back to the United States, I'll be able to do more of that when I have more of the current 411 coming at me. It's been rough, but it is what it is, and I got to keep doing what I'm doing. Thankfully, on the last two shows, you guys have chipped in questions. I keep asking you for questions. And I also want you to kick me subject matter. I mean, is there a topic of discussion you would like me to have? Is there somebody you would like me to discuss a topic with? Man, I'm happy to be doing the Steve Austin Show. And the reason I'm doing the Steve Austin Show, I had to shit can that call right there. It was the president calling, probably saying to get my advice on something. But I appreciate the fact that you guys give me opportunity to do this show, and I want you guys to be hands on. And I'm going to lean on you time after time, and hopefully, you know, I'll be able to give a little bit of 411 here and there, help you guys out down the road. But it is what it is. I'm trying to come up with some shit for you, but it has been challenging. And on another note, going back to the Mexico thing, I'm staying at a real good place here. It's badass. It's in a marina. And I got done working yesterday, And since I'm on a little bit of a trimmed down diet right now, I cook all my food in my room, every single meal. But there's a restaurant right over here at the hotel. Every now and then I go over there and get some Dorado and a salad. And goddamn, I got some good-ass fish over here. I guess because the sumbitch just comes out of the water. And there's some fresh-ass shit over here. So anyway, it's a good restaurant. And I looked around. I said, man, you need to get your dumb ass out of your room and take a little bit of walk around this marina. So I went and did my thing and started walking around the marina. And, man, there was two big-ass yachts that had just rolled in or floated in. And motherfuckers ain't rolling. They ain't got no wheels. So anyway, I got the names of them. I Googled them in the computer, and both of them came out. One of them's a 125-footer, a private yacht. And the other one's a 145-footer. And God damn, man, you talk about impressive boats. These motherfuckers are awesome. I don't even remember what the sumbitch costed. But I can't fathom the kind of money that would take to buy a boat that you'd only fuck around with part-time and leave floating in the water. After you'd bought the motherfucker, the insurance, the maintenance, the fuel, just, you know, the upkeep, everything that goes with that motherfucker. Hell, gas one of those things up, I think, cost over $60,000 in diesel. So, motherfucker, these sumbitches that own these things, I don't know what they do for their money, but they goddamn sure got some deep pockets to fuck around on a fucking boat with. I can't fathom it, but it's very impressive to see. The boats are absolutely magnificent. And, I mean, there's other badass boats in there. I mean, there's 70-footers out there which are badass, but they look like a fucking minnow compared to those big motherfuckers. So, anyway, I mean, you give me a goddamn 22-foot bass boat with a 175 Yamaha on that motherfucker, a fishing pole and a tackle box, I'm happy as a goddamn clam. I mean, there's enough maintenance on that motherfucker to, you know, give you as much as you want to handle. But anyway, it was a cool sight, and you know, I'm just dropping this. I call this kind of this first opening segment Austin 411 because I'm just telling you what I'm seeing and what I'm doing out here. And that's kind of the long and short of it. This morning I went down and had a bust-ass workout. I worked shoulders and traps. I got on a treadmill and ran some 7.5-mile-an-hour sprints, kind of sprints for me as I rehab my wheel. Damn, things coming along like a, you know, dandy. It's feeling good. Wind is good. And all things are going pretty goddamn good on the rehab front. And I'm getting ready to haul ass up there, shit, shower, shave, get ready for my Redneck Island duties today. But well, I'll tell you a damn little story. Something happened to me a while ago in the lobby. Right after I worked out, I'd taken my laptop with me, stopped by the lobby to see, goddamn it, if there was a chance there was the internet. Yes, there was internet. So I got online, started checking the email, the questions you guys sent me. And I'm sitting there minding my own business, and there's a couple other cats in there, and a motherfucking fly comes and lands on my ear. And I shoo that motherfucker off, and he comes back and lands on my ear again. I'm waving my hands over my head. I look like a fucking idiot over here. And then that somebody lands right on almost the inside outside of my nostril. And I damn near punched myself in the fucking nose. And I started thinking about flies. And I said, man, these little irritating motherfuckers, I'm going to do some research on them. So I pulled up flies. And then I got on a page that says fly information. So check it out. I'm going to give you a long story short of the fly. You know, the motherfuckers that always bother you. It's typically a house fly. It's the phylum is Arthropoda. The class is Insecta. The order is Diptera. Here's the identifying features of a fly, the appearance and parentheses, morphology. A fly's got three body parts, a head, thorax, and an abdomen. We probably all knew that. If you don't, you do now. They got one pair of fully developed wings. The hind wings are reduced to halters. They're small, knob-like structures, and they're used to maintain equilibrium. That's how those motherfuckers got the good balance. The adult mouth parts are sponging, lapping, or piercing. That's why some of those motherfuckers can bite you and eat all your shit that you got on your fucking plate. All adults look like flies, but some may have a metallic color, like a blue bottle fly. Yeah, you seen them blue fucking flies just like I have. They're a big pain in the ass as the ugly ones. They're all ugly. These motherfuckers just got a shiny blue paint job. The antenna may be difficult to see. This is under the adult males and females. Okay, now the males and females are hard to distinguish. The females are usually larger and can extend the tip of the abdomen to form an ovipositor, which is used to lay eggs. Yep, that old ovipositor which lays eggs. Sometimes males have enlarged eyes which meet on the top of the head. Well, ain't that a motherfucker? I wonder if that means that they can see better. Okay, now the immatures, the different stages. Flies are holometabolous. Therefore, they have four distinct morphological stages. The egg, the larva, which is basically the maggot, the fucking dreaded maggot. You know, when you leave something around too long, the maggots get in there. And here's a little side note. How do the fucking maggots get in there? Because recently, down at the Broken Skull Ranch, we had a massive electrical storm. Power was out. Fowler goes down to check on the ranch. He finds out that the power's out. Man, I had deer sausage in the freezer. I had backstrap in the freezer. I had all my stuff in the freezer. Things, power had been down for like a week and a half, 2 weeks. And goddamn, Fowler opened the damn freezer. We've been there before. All of you have probably. Maggots like a motherfucker. Well, here's the question. If my freezer's closed, if the seal is sealed, you know how a refrigerator goddamn opens. How did the maggots get in there? Because I know no flies just kind of chisel in through that little fucking rubber sealer. How did the maggots get in the motherfucker? That's a goddamn mystery. I want to put a goddamn private detective to find out how the maggots got in my meat in my freezer without any forcible entry. Because these motherfuckers are geniuses. It don't make sense to me, because there wasn't no motherfucking maggots, there wasn't no flies. I mean, because if there was flies before the power got cut off, they would have froze to death. So anyway, back onto the fucking story here, but, you know, the maggot thing sent me off because the motherfuckers bothered me so much. Then you have the pupa and the adult. After hatching from the egg, the larva molt twice as they grow. The molting of maggots is difficult to see. Well, fancy that. Larvae are maggots with a legless, soft body except for the dark mouth hooks. Oh, goddamn. Those dark mouth hooks. That's ugly as a motherfucker. Pupae are dark and look like a small barrel. Now, the natural history of the fly. Food. Larvae feed on decaying meat and feces. Adult flies feed on sugary food of any kind, including nectar and rotting fruit. The habitat. Flies live in garbage and wherever animal feces are available. Bingo! Dead animals attract flies within hours after death. Most flies are diurnal. I don't even know what diurnal is, and I'm not going to look this thing up because I'm giving you this 411 on the fly. Predators. The predators of the fly are the many birds, bats, spiders, and insects such as dragonflies eat the adults. Predatory and parasitic insects eat the larvae. Here's some interesting behaviors of the fly. The eyes of flies are among the most complex in the insect world. They are compound eyes with many individual facets, each representing a separate light-detecting unit. How many of you motherfuckers knew that? The light reflected from the eye of a horsefly can form a rainbow. Oh, can you imagine that, sitting there with your girlfriend? Oh, honey, look at the beautiful rainbow off the fucking horsefly's eye. Well, I'm not buying that shit, but if they say so, you know, I'm on the computer, so it's got to be true. Now, check this one out. This is badass shit here. Flies taste, smell, and feel with the hairs that cover their bodies. The hairs on the fly's mouth parts and feet are used for tasting. These motherfuckers can taste shit that they're walking on. If they walk onto something tasty, they put down their mouth and taste it again. Well, I'll be a son of a bitch. They can just walk on something. Like, I had some fried chicken right before I came down here, and a motherfucking fly landed on my fried chicken. So, first of all, when I think that a fly is on my fucking chicken, I'm just thinking he's walking on it. He's got these dirty little fucking feet, and he's getting germs on my food. I didn't know that he was tasting it. Shit. Flies use other hairs to tell them when they touch something. These hairs bend when touched. The eyes of a fly do not have eyelids, so flies rub their eyes with their feet to keep them clean. Now, see, I never knew that. The fucking eyes of a fly don't have eyelids, so they don't blink. You know, ain't like you and me, you know, blink and we rub our eyes, you know, motherfucker, something wrong with them. They're just trying to clean their shit off. Maybe they got like a little bitty invisible wiper in their paw. Is it a paw? It would be a toe or a hand or their foot. Maybe it's got like a little bitty lens cleaner gimmick on their fucking thing that they keep in a pocket or something. Here's one for you. A fly cleans itself constantly. Oh, really? A fly cleans itself constantly. Those dirty motherfuckers, to me, they ain't nothing but one big-ass germ. Now, I never weighed a fly, but I wonder if you kill a fly and put him on a little bitty fucking scale, what would he weigh? Because to me, that'd be what? Man, like 3 milligrams of dirt and germs? Anyway, back to the science. Flies walk on smooth surfaces using sticky soft pads that act like glue. This allows them to walk on vertical glass surfaces and upside down. See? That's how them little motherfuckers walk upside down and all that shit. They got sticky soft pads and act like glue. Because, man, I'll tell you what, if I could walk like that, I'd be a bad motherfucker. You know, if you could walk like that, you would have a pretty good shot at being a good criminal. Because if you could walk on roofs and ceilings and shit like that, that'd make things pretty fucking handy. But that's interesting. Hey, check it out. Let me give you the impact on the ecosystem and bring this thing home. On the positive, this is what flies do, which are good for us. Flies and other insects such as burying beetles are very important in consuming and eliminating dead bodies of animals. Flies are also essential in the conversion of feces and decaying vegetation to soil. Flies serve as prey to many other animals. Some flies aid in pollination. And goddamn it, all them fucking bees dying, bumblebees and shit like that, and honeybees, we need some help in pollination. I don't know what's fucking happened to the bee and the bumblebee and all their fucking relatives. Them motherfuckers are getting insecticided out of business. So if we can get a fly to help pollinate some shit and help a brother out, I guess that is a good thing. On the negative side, because of their habits of being attracted to feces and decaying meat, flies have been implicated in transmission of diseases such as dysentery, typhoid fever, and cholera. Oh, that's right, you motherfuckers. You dirty, nasty pieces of shit. Now, if you were to collect these live insects, where to find them? Flies live around rotten food, decaying meat, and animal feces. Horse stables, feedlots, and restaurant trash bins are a few of the fly-frequented areas. Flies are more common in warm weather. See, flies are smart. They don't give a flying shit about cold weather. You want to get turned to weather cold? Those motherfuckers going to haul ass and go to the warm weather. I can't say that I blame them. Motherfuckers got to be. Well, you know what? We ain't got a whole lot of flies in Southern California, and we got some badass weather. Maybe that's actually too cool for them. I'll tell you one thing. When we go down to the Broken Skull Ranch, we got flies by the ass load over there. Like I done told you guys on my blog on thebrokenskullranch.com. You know, you go to the junkyard, and there's flies everywhere, just like it says here, the trash bin. And then you get in your truck, and then you drive off, and you got flies in the cab of your truck. And then, you know, when you get down to the place where you're going, you know, you relocated at flies, and it's like, you know, are the flies homesick? Will they find their way home? Do they miss their loved ones? Are they lost? What will they do? Will they rebuild, start a new family? It's shit like this that's, you know, makes me wonder more and more about this fly. Anyway, it tells you how to collect the flies, and I'm not going to go into how to collect flies because I don't think anybody listening to this show wants to collect a fly. I just soon fucking swat the motherfuckers. Hey, before we go on any further, I want to take a little time to talk about some sponsors to keep this show going. All right, now I know you guys have heard me talk about all these great supplements I'm taking from Onnit.com. The guys who are helping me keep this podcast free for you. Thank you, Onnit. And maybe you're thinking to yourself, God damn it, Steve, I'm already too smart as it is. I don't need no alpha brain. Well, on top of that, my body's a physical specimen like a redneck Adonis. I don't need to work out with no shroom tech sport or lift no kettlebells. Well, check it out. Guys, one thing for sure is that everyone over 25 years old can use more testosterone. Well, Onnit.com has one of the safest, healthiest, and most effective ways to help the body boost testosterone ever created. They call it T+. Now, they have all the science figured out, and if you want to check it out, read all about it on their website at Onnit.com. What it's going to do for you is make you feel like you're a damn teenager again. You're going to be able to put on muscle easier. You're going to have more energy and motivation. And I'm going to tell you something. Hey, probably going to put a lot more lead in your pencil if you know what I'm saying. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Damn straight. If it doesn't happen like that, you can get all your money back. No questions asked. So please go to onnit.com. That is onnit.com/Steve. The people at Onnit are helping me keep this podcast free for all of you. So supporting them is the same as supporting me. Check out onnit.com/Steve. All right, gang, I've been training and working out for a long time, and I've run into a lot of damn personal trainers. You know what? Seems like they all love their job. You know, listen, if you enjoy exercising and helping others stay healthy, I've got a great opportunity for you. Hell, man, the fitness industry is booming. There is a huge demand for certified personal trainers, and you can earn a ton of money. You set your own hours. There's always work. Hell, it's fun. Imagine that, having fun and working. Getting certified is key, and there's only one place I recommend, the National Academy of Sports Medicine. They make it fast, easy, and hell, it's online. Once you get certified, there are tons of opportunities in health clubs, country clubs, corporate wellness, hell, even helping college and pro athletes. And get this, folks, the National Academy of Sports Medicine actually guarantees you'll score a job within 90 days of earning your online CPT certification. Or your money back. A guaranteed job doing something you love. Visit USATrainer.com for your sneak peek. USATrainer.com. I'll say it one more time. That's USATrainer.com. You can support the Steve Austin Show by supporting the folks I just talked about. But let's get back to business. Yeah, look at this. I just had a fly land on my fucking microphone. You little motherfucker, you got some nerve coming in here landing on my microphone while I'm trying to do the Steve Austin Show. Boy, if I could talk to this motherfucker, I could ask him some fucking questions.
Well, why don't you go ahead and ask me questions, you son of